Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want you to notice in verse number 17, by faith, Abraham, this is the willingness of faith, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. The word tried here, the phrase when he was tried, literally means to be put to the test. And he was tried not in order for God to see, because God knew what Abraham was going to do. But it's for Abraham to see. He tested Abraham. And it's also for us to see faith, as Abraham was a great example. Because we see in the book of James, chapter number 2, verse number 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Now remember, when we get into the book of James, there's some people, the great men of the past, you ever heard of Martin Luther? He refused to preach or teach out of the book of James. He taught out of the book of Romans. He thought James and Romans kind of contradicted each other. That great Bible theologian, Martin Luther, you know, that's a whole other story. But anyway, he was wrong. There is no word, no book, nothing contradicts. If there's a contradiction in the Bible, it's in your noggin. It's not in this book. Every word is pure. So when you look at Romans, the book of Romans is justified before God. When you read book of Romans, it's justified before God. When you get in the book of James, it's justified before man. Because we read, they see your works. They see. Okay? Anyway, in verse number 21, when he talks about our father Abraham justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar, seest thou how faith wrought with his works? And by works was faith made perfect. Okay? And the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And then verse number 24, I underline these next two words. Yeah, okay. Ye see. That's the key. Ye see. God already sees. These works are for you to see. Ye see, then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. John Calvin wrote this, and I'm not a Calvinist, but he did have some wonderful thoughts. He said this, it is faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies can never be alone. Okay, faith produces works. Works does not produce faith. Huge difference. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that salvation is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we see that it's faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies can never be alone. It produces works. Back to Hebrews chapter number 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried. So when you see that phrase tried, it was so that he was put to the test, not for God to see, but for others to see the faith of Abraham, that great man of faith. Okay. Then he goes a little farther. He offered up Isaac. Interesting, I am not a Greek scholar, you know that. Don't say amen to agree because you know I'm not a Greek. I hardly know English. But I rely on what other people say about tenses and verbs, all these other things, and what Greek scholars tell us, that the verb tense for offered up indicates that as far as Abraham was concerned, the sacrifice was already complete, that he had already done it. It was complete in his mind. He had already made a decision. Abraham said, I'm going to sacrifice Isaac, and it was already a done deal in his mind. Interesting. In his will and in his purpose, speaking of Abraham, he really did sacrifice his son. Now let's go a little bit farther. And he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. It's interesting. The phrase only begotten son, it's the same word, by the way, that we find the word begotten in John 3:16. Same exact word. It means a unique one. It means only one of its kind. There's nobody like Jesus. When we talk about, and we can all agree about that, when we talk about Abraham, it talks about his only begotten son. Well, I don't know if you knew this, But some of you do, some of you didn't, I don't know. I know Lisa does because she now has an associate's in Bible. Do you know Abraham actually had 8 sons? We know he had Ishmael first with Hagar. Okay. And then he had Isaac with Sarah. Well, years later, he had a concubine named Keturah. Remember Keturah? Find him in Genesis 25, verse number 1. Keturah is introduced as one of Abraham's concubines. And he had 6 sons with Keturah. So Abraham had 8 boys. I don't know if you knew that or not. As a Bible theologian, I know Lisa knew that. Didn't you know that, Lisa? You didn't know that? Okay. I'm just kidding. Anyway, had 8 sons. But isn't it interesting that he says in verse number 17, offered up his only begotten son? The only one. He was the chosen one. Ishmael was not the chosen one. I mentioned this a week or so, or last week I think it was, that all that fighting that's going on in Israel with Hamas, and isn't it funny that those other countries, and I'm not going to get political until I get to my morning message, okay? Okay. Isn't it interesting that Egypt doesn't want them? Jordan doesn't want them? You know, these Palestinians, nobody wants them enough. Well, those folk came from Ishmael, Arabs. The Jews came through the Hebrew people, obviously came through Abraham because he was the first. And then Isaac was that seed. Ishmael was the father of the Arab countries. We looked at that here last week. And they're fighting over there. And somebody, you know, again, mentioned it last week. I mentioned they're fighting over land. By the way, I gave you the boundaries according to scriptures last week. All that land belongs to Israel. From the Mediterranean to the Euphrates, from the Nile River up into Lebanon, which includes all the part of Iraq. And we looked at that, part of Egypt and Syria and Iraq, all these countries there. God has promised that to Israel. They're going to have it one day. Miss Polly mentioned about, she's reading in Ezekiel. And I love people who read the Bible and ask me questions. And she wasn't quite sure about the latter part of Ezekiel. And she said, is this speaking of the millennial reign of Christ? I said, absolutely, this is the millennial reign of Christ. During the millennial reign of Christ, those sections of land will be given out to the 12 tribes of Israel. They're going to get different land sections, and they're going to receive all of that land. Anyway, the other thing that they're fighting about is because the Muslim people look at Ishmael, because he was the firstborn, as the heir of Abraham, fighting over that. Of course, they don't have the same Bible we do. It's so clear in the Old Testament that God said Ishmael is not going to inherit this, Isaac is. So that's two of the main reasons they're fighting over in Israel, over the land and over Ishmael and Isaac. So we see it talks about his only begotten son. Isaac, not Ishmael, or the other sons were heir of promise. So Isaac could be called his only begotten son. Only one of his kind. And then in verse number 18, again, just to repeat, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Again, repeating that promise that God had promised Abraham, that in Isaac thy seed shall be called, not Ishmael, and Lord knows not the other 6 sons that are born to him later. I have the names of them if you want to look them up. They're in Genesis 25, the name Abraham's other sons. So, then we get in verse number 19, accounting, that God was able to raise him up. The word accounting, we get it from the Greek word, and I'm not even going to pronounce it, but it means the same exact thing that we use here in the English word. It's a decisive and a calculated act. We have accountants, okay? That's where they have accounting, and they make sure it's down to the penny, an accountant. And that's what this word means, that it is decisive, a calculated act, carefully reasoned. This means that Abraham calculated God's promise. It was worthy of confidence. What? That God was able to raise him up. Even though this had never been done before in the history of mankind, as far as anybody had known, he knew that God would raise Isaac from the dead.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.